This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi, welcome along to this podcast. And once again, we welcomed in our friend, guitarist Kel, to talk about a classic artist. And this time it was a songwriter who's often been labelled as the invisible man, as nobody really knew who he was or what he looked like or anything like that. But he wrote some of the greatest music of the 1970s and 1980s. I am talking Rod Temperton, an absolute master songwriter. We're going to dive into his music. Do enjoy this podcast. It's an absolute beauty. And don't forget to join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Yeah, welcome into the show. I absolutely love this segment that we do. It's been a few weeks since we've welcomed guitarist Kel into our studios. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm very well. Yeah? It's wonderful to be back as always.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah. I must tell our listeners about your draft thing that you do. with all of these kind of classic albums or classic artists that we take a look at on this show, Kel might send me his first draft. He does all the notes, and respect him for that. He does all the notes. I get all the music, but... you know, your first draft might arrive on a Tuesday, and then, you know, come Thursday, there'll be another couple of drafts in there, and then there might be a last-minute draft about an hour before the show when he finds some extra notes. I mean, you really put your heart and soul into these notes, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's just such a great rabbit hole to go down, because a lot of the people that we feature, we know them, and we know what we know and what we like, and then when you start investigating them, there's so many stories and so many connections, and I think, oh, what about that? Oh, let me just check that out, and it sends me in a spiral, and then I'm down another one. It's like, right, draft 72.
and I think that applies definitely this week. I mean, if we throw the name out of Rod Temperton out there, a lot of people would say, who? Rod who? And he's actually been labelled the Invisible Man, or he was labelled the Invisible Man. Sadly, he's no longer with us. But Rod Temperton has written some of the greatest tunes ever for some of the biggest artists of all time. And he started out working as a fish filleter for Ross Frozen Foods in Grimsby in the UK.
That great music academy and wonderful hub of music writers.
I mean, that's a story in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, from that to Hollywood and to Grammys and Lord knows what. Yeah. So it's
a fish filleter when he left school. So tell us a bit more about Rod Temperton.
Yeah, so he was born in 1949. Passed away in 2016. Now, he sold, it's estimated, around about 70 million records, but he's worked with everybody from Michael McDonald to Chaka Khan to Rivers Chaka Khan, Misha Paris, Manhattan Transfer, big names we will know, Michael Jackson, George Benson, Brothers Johnson, Isley Brothers, Patti LaBelle. The list is endless, but I think he's written also, and we'll play them tonight, some of the best-known pop songs, some of the songs which absolutely define disco. And we'll hear this through all of the songs. There's a definite thread. You can tell that it's him. But just absolutely incredible. Music would not be the same without this guy, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, when you get the likes of Quincy Jones tracking you down and calling you up, and we'll get to the songs that he wrote for Michael Jackson. First, I was lucky enough to see this band. We'll get a tune in right now. I was lucky enough to see them live when I first started going to concerts as a young teen, and I'd kind of get down into Manchester. I'd be a little bit scared on my own there in some dodgy areas of Manchester, but went to see a band called Heatwave, and he was the keyboard player for that band and wrote all of their music with songs like this.
Always and forever, with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. Every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile.
So there's a beautiful song, Always and Forever, one of the first coming out from the band Heatwave. 1977 was the year, and written by the man himself, Rod Temperton. He's playing the Hammond organ on that tune.
Yeah, yeah, and was almost famously covered by Luther Vandross as well in 1994, and he got a Grammy nomination for it for the best male R&B vocal. But this was early on in his career, because he'd started after he was doing his fish fillet, and he was kind of playing in local bands, and then he got over to Germany and then answered an ad in the local music press from the guy from Heatwave, and they were just a cover band, and he said, I've got a couple of songs that I've been working on, and then that's where it kind of all started, and especially the other track which we'll play, which is just disco personified. But the quality of the songwriting, especially early on in the career, how good is it?
It's just amazing. I mean, there's no two ways about it, and you can hear in this next tune from Heatwave kind of the early beginnings of Rod Temperton's writing with that disco groove in mind. And you can, you know, probably if Quincy Jones heard this, I'm sure he'd be right on the phone to him to write some great tracks, which of course he did for the incredible Michael Jackson. Boogie Nights, Heatwave. Yeah, Heatwave and Boogie Nights. So we're talking mid-70s there. In fact, 77 when those two hits were out. And both from an album called Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, and this was the one that kind of drew Quincy Jones's attention, because he heard this and then he said to his engineer, he said, that sounds fantastic. Go and have a listen to the albums and let me know what you think. And he came and said, you've got to check this guy out. It's absolutely phenomenal. And then again,
where's he from? Is he Miami or is he from San Francisco, New York? No,
I could definitely.
We need to go over to the UK today.
Yeah, I can hear Grimsby in the bass. You know, yeah. It's just such. But I think as well, I mean, it was around the time of Saturday Night Fever, all that disco movement, Chic, all of that kind of stuff. But I think this is one of the standouts, which absolutely defines the era. The bass in there, the guitar, the melodies, the backing vocals, the whole film vibe. I'd defy anyone to listen to it and not have a little jiggle when they're hearing it.
Definitely. Yeah, Heatwave and those Boogie Nights. We are talking about an incredible songwriter and arranger and musician by the name of Rod Temperton. Often was labelled the Invisible Man because nobody really knew who he was, and I'm sure a lot of people have not heard of him to this day. Finn has, though. Thank you. Love the music, guys. Thanks for that, Finn. Now, I've got a little clip of Rod Temperton. We mentioned that Quincy Jones gave the album to his sound engineer to get his opinion. And the opinion, obviously, was get hold of this guy, yeah, however you can. And here he is talking about the fact that he wrote three songs in one night. He'd been in the studio with his band Heatwave, recording another album, and he got home from the studio, sat down, and he wrote three songs, which would eventually all appear on an album called Off the Wall.
Well, I went back to the hotel in a real tizzy, you know, because I was working in the studio till about 2 a.m, and then, so when I got home, I had to then sit down and start to write something for Michael. And as there was no time to meet Michael or Quincy beforehand, I thought to myself, well, the best thing is to try to write at least three songs and then present them to him and say, well, you know, fellas, you can take which one you want. So I did that, and it was all kind of written in those hours, you know, between 3 a.m. and 9, because I was back in the studio with Heatwave at 10. And so I went to LA that weekend, and a car picked me up, took me straight to the studio, and Quincy grabbed hold of me and threw me in and said, this is Rod, fellas, and he'll show you what to do. And we cut the three tracks in two afternoons, in a Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. And at the end of it, I walked in the studio in the control room and said to Quincy, well, there you go, which one would you like? He said, what are you talking about? He said, oh, we'll take all three.
I mean, what a story. Sit up all night between, three in the morning and nine in the morning, write three songs, then go back to the studio with Heatwave, that weekend over to LA, and, you know, met at the airport, slung into the studio. Quincy said, this is Rod, he'll tell you what to do. And all three songs were accepted for Michael Jackson's first solo album.
It's unbelievable. And we've spoken about artists and how prolific they are previously, but thinking of this guy, I mean, the fact that he'd been in the studio all day anyway, I mean, that will kind of sozzle your brain a little bit.
Definitely,
and then kind of go, right, I've got to write three songs and just at a drop of a hat. And those three songs, which would have ended up on Off the Wall, are all class. The quality of it, I think that's the thing. As I mentioned, we're Hula Thread, but the actual quality of the songwriting is different league. So to do that at a drop of a hat, there was definitely something in the fish in Grimsby.
Definitely. No two ways about it. He wasn't going back, that's for sure. He wasn't going back to be a fish fillet. We are going to come back and we're going to talk more about Rod Temperton. Here's some of these songs that he wrote on that very special night that, of course, got the attention of the incredible Quincy Jones.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Oh yeah, we are looking at the great talent of Rod Temperton. What a songwriter he was. And we heard, of course, a little earlier on that he sat up all night, wrote three songs, took them to LA, where Quincy Jones said, we'll have all three, if you don't mind. And that is one of them, Rock With You, that appears on the Off The Wall album, Kel.
Yeah, what a great song. So this was number one in the US and seven in the UK. And there's an interesting story with the drummer. It's a guy called John J.R. Robinson.
Yeah.
Because he's got a very distinctive intro, that drum intro. Quincy said to him, as he was about to go in and do his take, said, I want you to do something the whole world will remember. And he's like, right, no pressure.
Where do I start?
Yeah, and he used to be a military drummer. So he kind of took that, and then he said, what I did is left loads of space. And it was just listening to it now, it's like there's not a huge amount of production on it.
Yeah,
there was it grooves so well. And that wonderful guitar line by David Williams, who also did the hook on Billie Jean. You're like, dang a dang.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear that drum intro one more time.
It's so good, isn't it? So good.
It is. And apparently that tune was also offered to another one of my favourite singers, but I cannot imagine Karen Carpenter singing Rock With You unless it was a completely different arrangement.
Yeah, there was two. And the next song I think we'll play, he originally wrote both of them for her solo album. And she felt that it was just a little bit too up-tempo. And I think you're right, hearing her voice on that. But I think if it was one of those like kind of down-tempo mellow jazz versions, I can kind of hear her voice on that, but not that up-tempo one. I think it's Jackson's kind of slightly higher range. Whilst he was like the same notes as Karen Carpenter had that like kind of beautiful, warm, buttery tone.
Mm.
Whereas Jackson, his delivery is completely different. And this was absolutely spot on. And it went with the video, with the white socks and all the rest of it. So good. And this is the other one.
I always want to be a drummer when I hear that tune. I just automatically go into drum mode and start doing, you know, these crazy moves. Off the wall, and another one of the tunes that he wrote on that incredible night.
Yeah, and again, that was the other one that was offered to Karen Carpenter. But again, it's got such a... You're saying about the drummer, same drummer. And I think that's what really gives it that kind of... that edge, that pocket, that groove, that feel, and the production underneath it. But yeah, I mean, it's probably about, what was it? It must have been about 4 o'clock in the morning when he got onto this one.
Gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself. Ooh, let the madness in the music get to you like this so bad at all.
Now, of course, Off the Wall was Michael's debut solo album. It was a huge success. Three tracks on it from the one and only Rod Temperton, who we're talking about tonight. But, you know, following success like that, of course, he was called again to write more tunes for Mr. Jackson. Famously Thriller. I mean, I think he had three tunes as well on the Thriller album.
He did. He had Thriller, Lady of My Life and Baby Be Mine. And the interesting thing with Thriller is he kind of had it there, but he'd called it Starlight.
Yeah.
And then I think they said it was going to be the title track. And it was just before they went in to record it, the night before, I kind of went, Starlight just doesn't seem to pop.
No, it doesn't.
And if you can imagine it now, it's just like, no, it just doesn't seem to sit, does it? But the morning that, I think it was the morning that Vincent Price was coming in to do the voiceover, he suddenly came up and went, Thriller, and it's like, boom, that pops, that's the one.
And the great story is, of course, Quincy Jones called him up the night before the session and said, look, Vincent Price is coming in, but he's not done anything like this before in a recording studio and headphones and... You know, so maybe you should write out a little bit of verse for him that he can just come in and read. And, you know, that'll be the rap on Thriller, of course. So Rod says, yeah, no problem. Takes himself off to bed. Next morning, his publisher turns up, and he'd forgotten all about this meeting, this rather lengthy meeting that he had with his publisher. So he's having breakfast with his publisher and keeps looking at his watch. And anyway, eventually the meeting gets over. Quincy Jones is on the line saying, have you done it? Have you sorted out some words for Vincent Price? Rod Temperton apparently said, yeah, I'm just finishing it off. I'm just finishing it off now. He dives in the taxi and he wrote the rap in the taxi on the way to the studio. Dived out the taxi, saw Vincent Price literally walking into the studios, and he threw this paper at the secretary, said, photocopy that quick and get it on that music stand. And that was the rap. Those were three verses of rap. Apparently, in the end, they only needed two verses of rap. But that was the story. I mean, so wow. Off key, and last minute.
Yeah, well, if you think of the three songs he did between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. for Off the Wall, I guess you can kind of go, well, he could probably do that, but wow. And there's such an iconic verse as well. Incredible.
Yeah, it comes out every Halloween, of course, and there's always that big debate as well, Off the Wall or Thriller, which is the best album. I've got to say, for me, I'm an Off the Wall fan, but, yeah. Then I think Thriller, The Girl Is Mine is on there with Paul McCartney. It's difficult to choose.
It really is, and beat it off Thriller because of Eddie Van Halen for me, but Off the Wall wedges it for me, I think.
Definitely, we're going to come back with more music and more lyrics from the incredible Rod Temperton.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Looking at songs that have been written by the incredible, let me tell you, the incredible Rod Temperton, who often was referred to, as I said, as the Invisible Man, because nobody really knew what he looked like, what he sounded like, didn't like interviews, or, we struggled to find a photograph of him for our social media today, but he just wrote so many incredible songs, and there's another fine example, yeah. George Benson.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's the quality of the artists that wanted to take his songs are beyond the cream of the crop, yeah. I think that's a real testament to the music he does. A lot of it off of the back of Quincy Jones, but an artist like George Benson, who's so revered within his own right, for him to take someone else's song, and I think this was his biggest selling single, I think.
Yeah.
Some of the players on this, Herbie Hancock's on this, Abraham Laborio on drums, who plays Paul McCartney, Patty Austin's on here.
Yeah.
Getting those kind of people to sing and play on your song is kind of different league. But again, you can hear that thread. It's got that thumping drum groove going through the lot. And absolutely fabulous for George Benson as well, because it's still George Benson. He's not lost what he's about within his song, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It just goes so well.
Finn, for your message. I'm going to find my flares and platforms. Yeah, but Finn, I've got mine on already, I can tell you. You mentioned one name there, though, on backing vocals, Patty Austin, and she went on to record a song called Baby Come To Me with James Ingram. Again, I had no idea. Written by Rod Temperton.
Wow. Yeah.
What a prolific writer.
We'll feel the rhythm of the evening picking us up high. Never mind the weather. We'll be dancing in the street until the morning light. Cause there's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night.
Okay, we've got another couple of artists to feature that both had tunes written by the incredible Rod Temperton. Brothers Johnson, what do we know about this one?
Yeah, so this comes via Quincy Jones, and they was kind of known before for Strawberry Letter 23 and I'll Be Good. And Quincy had assigned a guitarist to kind of like, right, write a song, I'll give you a title, stomp, go away and write something. So he wrote some lyrics and he was struggling on it. He brought in a picture of a foot. He was thinking stomp, came in with the idea, and then Rod Temperton came in, put his sparkle on it, changed it, and he got the writing credit on. And again, it's just one of Lee's. Whilst it's 1980, it's still got that classic disco feel. And wow, what a song.
The Brothers Johnson then with another tune. Now, Michael Jackson wasn't the only Michael that Rod Temperton wrote a tune for. This is one of my favourite songs. I didn't know that Mr. Temperton had written this until we started putting these notes together for tonight's show. Great song from the movie soundtrack of a film called Running Scared, which is a great film. It starred Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal. I remember I was working as a musician in the Hilton Hotel in Dubai when this movie came out, and I must have watched it 20 or 30 times after the gig. I just loved the film so much, and what a song for the soundtrack.
Yeah, again, and what I was saying earlier on, the fact that these cream of the crop artists that write their own music kind of go, actually, I want a bit of what you do. Yeah. And he's so well known for writing his own songs, because there was the other song that he did after this, which was with, who's it with?
Patti LaBelle.
Yamo B there.
Yeah, with James Ingram.
Yeah, with James Ingram. There was that one. And then this absolute belter of a classic, Sweet Freedom.
We're talking Michael McDonald.
Going on.
Oh yeah, if you could see one old guy and one middle-aged guy dancing away in our chairs to that tune, Sweet Freedom, from Michael McDonald. And Finn, once again, yeah, love Michael McDonald, I'm sure you do. What a great voice, and fabulous video to go with that song. If you get a chance, jump onto YouTube and have a look at the video of Sweet Freedom. It's got clips from the film that's featured, of course, those two great actors in Billy Crystal. And, of course, Gregory Hines. Great, great song. Wrapping up, Rod Temperton, what a body of work.
Oof, I mean, that's just a few of many others include, well, Yamo Bima, That's the Way Love Goes, Isley Brothers, Missing You, Patti LaBelle, Baby Come to Me, James Ingram. The list goes on and on and on. The one common thread is you listen to it, you smile, you move, you dance. And even with these ballads, you have a little slow dance to yourself. Yeah. The quality is outstanding, and what a treat to dive down a rabbit hole.
Go on then, Kel, get on the table. You can dance on the table to this. Thanks so much for coming along.
Dubai I 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai I 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai I in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaii1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.